When I was very young, my girlfriends would have bunking parties and try to stay up all night to see the sunrise. I was always disappointed because it got light before I saw the sun actually rise. I have no sense of direction. I didn't comprehend how the morning light worked. In the darkness, the light is more visible, even when it has yet to break the horizon. Here in Northwest Arkansas, there are several large ancient caves that are open to the public. Have you ever taken a tour of an underground cave? Been in darkness when the guide with a small flashlight switches on the lights and your eyes are open to see the magnificence before you? Can you imagine what would have happened if you had continued your journey in the dark? When those in darkness see the light, they must focus on the area the light is available. Have you ever considered that Jesus may be calling you to help people in darkness to find a light switch? It can be as simple as that. This is where you come in. You have to find the switch. You have to look to the east. You have to strike the match. You are the candle set on the lampstand for all to see. To see truth beneath the veil of darkness. Welcome to Truth of the Spirit. Today we are talking about how and why to shine your light in the darkness. I'm your host, Patty Bruner. We are entrusted by God through baptism and confirmation with the right and duty to work so that the divine message of salvation may be known and accepted by all men throughout the earth. Catechism, paragraph 425, says that the transmission of the Christian faith primarily consists in proclaiming Jesus Christ in order to lead others to faith in Him. From the beginning, the first disciples burned with the desire to proclaim Christ. We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard, and they invite people of every era to enter into the joy of their communion with Christ. The Catechism then quotes from 1 John chapter 1, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, considering the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it, and testified to it, and proclaim it to you, the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete." Jesus continues to invite you and me to share our faith with others by sharing our own stories of His love for us. When you concentrate on remembering, your testimony grows as you realize that what you have seen with your own eyes is real. What you have heard, what you have touched concerning Jesus is true. Continue to reach out to the people you know, especially your children and your grandchildren. Their needs are met by the brothers and sisters of Christ, acting as the arms and legs of the body of Christ. Reach out to them, hold them, carry them to the light of Christ. The light of Christ shall free them from their burdens. Your continual efforts opens the hearts of many to His grace. As you send the children forth into the world, you must prepare them. I've heard it said that the second largest denomination of faith is former Catholics. Their formation is lacking. They do not truly know Jesus. If they knew Jesus, they would love Jesus and they would not leave Jesus. Jesus will never abandon them. Pray for those young people who have drifted away from Jesus as strangers. Continue to pray and ask such things for the young people. It is pleasing to the Father, who indeed longs for them to receive the fullness of gifts, the fullness of grace, the fullness of life. As they seek Him, they shall find Him as you have. He's always available to those who call on His name. Pray that the people who seek Him will not be distracted by other paths. The enemy provides many false doors that attract the children away from the way. Show them the way. For this is your purpose in the kingdom of God, a guide to show the way in the darkness, to turn on the lights, that all who journey might find their way. Catechism, paragraph 875, quotes Romans chapter 10, when it says, "How are they to believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men preach unless they're sent?" No one, no individual, and no community can proclaim the gospel to himself. Faith comes from what is heard. No one can give himself the mandate and the mission to proclaim the gospel. The one sent by the Lord does not speak and act on his own authority, but by virtue of Christ's authority. Not as a member of the community, but speaking to it in the name of Christ. No one can bestow grace on himself. It must be given and offered. The Holy Spirit has come to bestow life within you, within the world. Listen to the Spirit, and indeed you shall have life. You shall live in the kingdom of God forever. Turn not away from life, from the Holy Spirit, by turning toward death and darkness. Where the Father is, so is the Son, so is the Holy Spirit. Be in Christ, and the Spirit shall dwell in you. In the kingdom of God, the righteousness of the Holy One centers lives to mark the joy of the goodness of man, created in the image of God. The eternal Word sends forth the breath of God into the far reaches, into the four corners, into the hearts of all mankind, past, present, future. As the Ruah, the Spirit of God takes up its rest like a bird on its roost. The heart is transformed and the kingdom of God is expanded within that heart and lives are changed. As the Spirit of God dwells upon the earth, the kingdom of God does also. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Truly points the way. It is the way of the Word of God. And the Word was made flesh that all might be saved. As man rejects, as man refuses to accept, as man lives in ignorance, these issues interfere. They barricade the life-giving grace of the kingdom. Turn to the Lord and be saved. As you continue this journey, forget not His love for you. Continue each day to open your heart to Him, to set your eyes on heaven, to seek God with all your heart. He is the Lord who loves you, the God of Jacob, of Abram, of David, of Andrew, of Cephas. Be transformed by the breath of God. Come, Holy Spirit, transform. Reform, conform my heart, my will, my mind. Stay within me and live. Join my life to yours. As the continuous spectrum of life's needs parade before you, sit still and know that the Lord is God. The needs of others will always be there. It is inevitable. As you see needs rise up within your own house, know that all peoples continue to call upon the name of the Lord to rescue them. Those who take heart in the name of the Lord find peace. And so shall you and the members of your family walk in the pathway of life. Fear not death or destruction. The Lord God is the healer, your healer. He is the giver of life. He is the one who loves you. Catechism, paragraph number 1816, tells us that the disciple of Christ must not only keep the faith and live on it, but also profess it, confidently bear witness to it, and spread it. All, however, must be prepared to confess Christ before men and to follow him along the way of the cross amidst the persecutions which the church never lacks. Service of and witness to the faith are necessary for salvation. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, starting with verse 32, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." The Father's will is love. How that love manifests is the unique gift of each of his beloved. Do not cry for the poor, feed them. Do not mourn the lost, show them the way. Do not forget the imprisoned, rescue them. As you tend the needs of the afflicted, as you bring comfort and healing, his will is done. Do not misunderstand. It is not in the doing that you are saved. It is in the accepting. As you accept God's love and grace, you shall be transformed. And thus you shall love others. And then your love shall act. The children of God are not just the young people. Our society grows older with age. There is wisdom and respect, yet many of these older children have little knowledge of Scripture or catechism. They also long for companionship and fun. Seek to combine these elements. They may also serve the Lord, but it is the younger members who need to participate in service to others to teach them compassion. You might tell this to the young people and their parents. What have you been thinking? Do you think success is tied to wealth and education? Success is only found in seeking the kingdom of God. Show the way to focus on the way of the Lord. Each home must have the Word of God in it. A Bible that is actually opened and read. Prayer. Mementos that are sacramentals, crucifix, rosary, holy water, or blessed salt. They need to have a copy of the catechism, books on saints, and Christian apps on their smartphones and pads and computers. When you hear a good podcast, share it with them. Remind them of the importance of praying together as a family at Mass. Meal prayers, morning and night prayers, and let them know if they can pray in the car or when someone is sick. You could give them copies of the meal prayer, the rosary prayers, even a holy card of the Holy Family. As you meet various endeavors, the Lord prepares you to speak the gospel message. He prepared the disciples to be sent out, and they were sent. They became apostles. In such a way, the Lord now sends my voice out on the airwaves and the internet ions to explain his teaching and to witness his great love for the people. As you read the Gospels, you see the larger picture of the kingdom of God. The light reveals God's purpose of the church, that all might have the opportunity that Paul received, personal revelation of the person of Christ, personal relationship and dwelling within the body of Christ, so as to be able to follow the way and to show the way to others. As Jesus called the 12, he now calls listeners. Each listener is as important to him as was the first 12. Not all are called to the complete focus of these men, but each is sent forth to share all that you have been given. As grace continues to change lives, your own life included, the grace provides light on the particular focus of each unique life. Without fulfillment of God's plan, who knows the number of hairs on your head, the fullness of fulfillment is lacking. In God's sovereign power, the majority find their way. Yet free will allows many to turn away as they embrace darkness. How are you sent forth? Perhaps the Lord sends you forth within your own Catholic community. One activity that can be used to approach each member of your parish is catechesis. To know Jesus is to love Jesus. Strive to educate your people. The truth shall set them free. Remember what Hosea said, the people perish for want of knowledge. Begin as leaders without delay. Teach the children of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and in their lives. Comfort the sick, bury the dead, bring to life the walking dead. And before you go, know this: the corruption of this generation began with a decision to seek self-gratification instead of gratifying the Lord our God. Each step towards interior gain is rewarded by momentary pleasure, yet it is hollow, a cancer that eats upon its host. The end of corruption shall take place as this generation turns from self-centered gain away from materialism and dedicate their lives to the splendor of God's will. The Lord chooses success for his children. The difference is the goal to be attained. Harden not your heart in the luxury to which you have been placed. Use the tools, use the talents. All this shall pass away. Do not regret your omission, but step forward into the flow of the river and show people the way. As grace enters darkness, it clears. Clarity always allows hope to reign. When hope enters, then joy and peace are available. When joy and peace reign, love consumes the dross, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Don't let anyone stand around in darkness. Point your light at the light switch. Jesus is the light of the world. You've been listening to Truth of the Spirit. I'm your host, Patty Bruner. You're welcome to share this podcast with anyone who needs the light of Christ. You could also share some of our teaching videos on the basics of faith on the Truth of the Spirit YouTube channel, or watch them to refresh your own education. Shine your light in the darkness, and then come back for more. With the Holy Spirit, there is always more. Amen.
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaPodcastNetwork.com.